And they saw right away the power of the stream. And it didn't even occur to them to try to paddle upstream. They could see that stream was going to have its way with them. There was no one said, let's go that way. And we want you to understand that it's a good idea to not try to paddle upstream, because nothing that you want is upstream. Nothing, not one thing that you want is upstream. It's all downstream. It's all in your vibrational escrow. And so as Jerry and Esther watched this stream, they realized that there was no point in paddling upstream. In fact, it never occurred to them because the stream was so dominant. And that's what we wish for you by the end of this gathering. We want you to be so consciously aware of the movement and the direction of your downstream towards your vibrational escrow fulfillment. We want you to have such an awareness of that, that you will then appreciate every particle of negative emotion, because it's your subtle and sometimes not so subtle indicator that you are forgetting and you've picked up those oars again and you're paddling upstream. The other night, the first night that you were all on the ship together, Esther is lying in her bed, and she's enjoying this rockabye motion to a certain extent. And she is thinking, this is more than I remember from before. And then she is hearing things banging around, doors flapping around and drawers opening and closing, and things rolling off the dresser, and she is thinking, I hope everyone's all right. And then she was thinking, we have invited these dear people here to play with us, and we have them out in the middle of a torture chamber. And then she sees on the television screen that the trip across the ocean is this far and that you've gone this far. And so she said, Abraham, I would like you to smooth out these seas. I would like you to get these stabilizers working better. And I would like all of my friends to have a wonderful, soothing adventure. And we said, Esther, can you hear us? And she said, yes, can you hear me? And we said, why are you paddling upstream? Because she was fixated on what she didn't want, and from that position of what she did not want, she was taking responsibility for all of you. She was taking responsibility for the ocean itself. She was taking responsibility for the moon in the sky. She was taking responsibility for the wind on the sea. She was taking responsibility for you and how well you're doing. And she was taking all of that responsibility, and she was going to work her magic. And we said, it is hardly what the art of allowing is. And so Esther said, so give me some downstream thoughts about this. In other words, it is what it is. And we said, you see, the thing about deliberate creation that is so off-putting for so many people is that you keep thinking that what deliberate creating is taking the current conditions or circumstances and finding a way to change them. That's what Esther was trying to do. She was harnessing the gods of the universe to fix the conditions so that everyone could feel better. And we said, we would not change these seas if we could, because that's not what the art of allowing is. The art of allowing is finding a way to find a downstream thought in the middle of an upstream experience. And Esther said, well, how clever you are to get us out here in the middle of a stream that goes this way and this way and this way and this way and this way. In other words. And so we said, so think of some downstream thoughts. What are downstream thoughts under these conditions? And Esther thought, it is adventurous. It is a feeling of adventure. It will give us a sense of relief when we get through this rough water. No one will die, even though some will think they are. It is an adventure. That thought gave Esther a feeling of relief. And you see, that's the only thing that we are reaching for. Once Esther found a feeling of relief and realized that she was not responsible for what anyone else was feeling, in her thinking of it as an adventure, she thought of her four little grandchildren and how adventurous this is. And you know, they slept well. In other words, when you realize that well-being abounds and that under all conditions you